September the 6th, 2014. General election. 2 weeks from today is the general election, September the 20th. This is the day we vote for new MPs. If you are 18 years old or older, a New Zealand citizen, or have PR, permanent residence, have lived here 1 year continuously, you can vote. In fact, you should vote if you believe in a democracy. New Zealand is a small country, so every vote is important. 3 years ago, Paula Bennett won her seat in Parliament by only 9 votes. It is easy to vote. You will find a polling booth nearby, a local school, church hall, or library. Our MMP Parliament is hard to understand. You have 2 votes. The first voting paper is for the party, and the other one is for the person in your electorate. However, if you don't want to vote for the person, you can vote just for the party. The 3 main parties are National, the present government with John Key as Prime Minister, Labour, David Cunliffe is the leader, and Green. Matiria Ture and Russell Norman are co-leaders. There are a number of smaller parties also. There are 120 MPs in Parliament. In 2011, National won 59 seats, so needed the support of the Māori Party, which had 3 MPs. This is called a coalition government, where 2 parties join together. If a small party gets 5% of the party vote, that party has 6 MPs. These MPs come from the party list. There are only 71 electorates and 120 MPs. So each party gives a list of people they would like to be MPs if they don't have an electorate. The Green Party did not win any electorate seats in 2011, but has 14 MPs from the party list.